This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. The Rio Plus 20 Conference on Sustainable Development, which ended yesterday, was the biggest United Nations conference ever. More than 45,000 people registered for the event in Rio de Janeiro. It may also be one of the biggest duds. It produced no major agreements, just a vaguely worded declaration that's been widely derided. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
Diplomats couldn't even agree about the meeting's objective until 2:45 a.m. on Tuesday, just before heads of state and other high-level delegates started arriving in Rio. They finally agreed to a long-winded declaration about alleviating poverty and leaving the planet livable for future generations. It was more platitudes than anything else, and that sparked anger and disappointment. Friday, on the final day of the conference, former Costa Rican President José María Figueres didn't even try to hide his contempt as he addressed the conference's Secretary General at a news conference.
1,500 CEOs from 60 nations, global NGOs from all over the world, have come to your conference and committed to action. Those who have failed you, Mr. Shah, are the governments. Those are the ones that have failed you, sir.
Actually, conference organizer Shah Zhukang replied, he did not intend to defend the conclusions. There were simply too many competing interests, and it's not his job to make people happy.
Our job is to make everybody equally unhappy. If one party is happy, one group is happy, then others not happy, no, you won't have it. So equally unhappy means equally happy.
Obviously, there is no consensus about what path the world needs to take to pull billions of people out of poverty in a manner that will sustain the environment and leave resources for future generations. And Shah, who's about to retire from his career at the UN, then asked what good are big promises anyway. He pointed specifically to the ambitious pledges made at the big UN climate meeting in Copenhagen 2 years ago.
Nobody forced you to make the commitments, but why you don't comply with the commitments? It's voluntary, but you're voluntarily lying to the people because you're not honoring them.
Clearly, the meeting in Rio has raised some existential questions for the United Nations. Achim Steiner, who heads the UN Environment Program, pinned lots of the difficulty on a new political landscape.
Here in Rio 2012, despite, in a sense, the impression that this is still a debate between North and South, between rich and poor, between those who have natural resources and those who don't, in fact, the world is much more complex.
There's the economic turmoil in Europe and the political divide in the United States, but also emerging economies like China and India are suddenly big players, still trying to balance economic development, the environment, and social issues. So, did any good come from Rio Plus 20? Manish Bapna, acting president of the World Resources Institute, says at least the world has agreed to work on a new set of goals to promote sustainable development.
The next 2-3 years will be quite a bit of work in trying to define what they are, what they mean, how they can be achieved. But I think that could be an important outcome that emerges from Rio Plus 20.
And while that may sound like more just talk, the reality is that collective goals like combating climate change, preserving the oceans, and alleviating hunger do require collective action and therefore consensus. The problem, of course, is that talk doesn't keep pace with the rapidly changing conditions on our planet. Richard Harris, NPR News.